traveling on Aaron Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got a crash in Burnaby Highway, one eastbound near Sprott, and a problem in Langley, 200 northbound at 88th Avenue. Center right and right turn lane to Highway 1 eastbound are blocked. When it's time to renew your car insurance, get trusted advice with BCAA. Just give them a call, stop by your nearest location, or go to bcaa.com. Sunshine ahead today, just another beautiful day. The high will be about 18 at the water, 22 inland, and right now 13 degrees.
Move 1035 is what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Fire season ramping up in British Columbia. Our province's wildfire service has warned that hot, dry, windy conditions in the forecast this week, with a combination of factors already in place, likely to intensify fire behavior. They say it'll especially affect areas experiencing prolonged drought, including the northeast corner of BC, where most of the active and out of control blazes in the province are. There are 70 active wildfires right now in British Columbia. We got an update on the Broadway subway project in Vancouver yesterday. Costs have climbed to $3 billion and the line won't be complete until 2027. Local businesses say they're struggling due to construction chaos, and that has raised questions about whether the project, when it's done, will save them or leave them all stranded financially. Vancouver Mayor Ken Sim says he doesn't want to wait to strengthen relationships with the new federal government and Prime Minister Mark Carney, so he's heading to Ottawa with some city councillors. He says he wants to make sure Vancouver's voice is heard on challenges that cannot be solved by one level of government alone. Those challenges include bail reform and housing. And what's new? A trend in China where young kids, young people, are paying $5 a day to pretend they have a job. Some co-working spaces now offer things like fake assignments and email exchanges that you can show to people. That way you don't have to tell anyone that you're actually unemployed.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
A Spice Girl 50th birthday celebration, but some other spices were missing from the party, and that is stirring some speculation this morning. Details and what's trending.
Shawn Mendes tickets up for grabs and confessions of an Uber Eats driver. Very curious as to how you feel about one of these, particularly you, Nat, based on a confession you made on the show a couple of weeks ago. That and just a few. First, it's NSYNC on Move Radio.
Finally. Shawn Mendes.
How you guys feeling tonight?
Want to see me live?
Call now. 604-280-1035. Caller 25 wins tickets. From Move 1035.
Swims on Move 1035. Good morning, Fania.
Good morning.
Congratulations. You are caller 25.
Yay!
You have Shawn Mendes tickets before you can even buy them.
Fania!
That's awesome.
It's all coming up you, Fania.
Oh, great.
Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 through Ticketmaster, but you've won them before they even can go on sale.
That's
have a great
awesome.
Time at the show. Yeah.
Yay!
Congratulations. We'll have more to give away tomorrow morning and every day this week at 8:05 on Move Radio.
Babe, don't make a sound. 2 a.m. love, gotta keep it down. Don't wait around for a signal now. Give me some verb, I ain't talking down. You wanna ride in the six. You wanna down in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel. Losing all my innocence, yeah, body on my. Finding all my innocence, yeah, body on my. Losing all my innocence, yeah, body on my. Finding all my innocence, yeah, body on my. Losing all my innocence, yeah, body on my.
it's just incidental. My bad, never got the memo. That you never have fun while you're in the limo. Yeah, you wanna ride in the six. You wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell no, been waiting too long.
Luxury on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Nat, Drew, and Aaron. Are you ready for a shocking confession from an Uber Eats driver? Before I tell you this shocking confession from an Uber Eats driver, I do want to remind you of another shocking confession, one that Nat made on the show a couple of weeks back.
What?
It was National Servers Day.
Oh, yeah.
And Nat confessed to, as you know, her in her former life as a server, she herself made a shocking confession about French fries.
I worked at a place that was a hotel and a restaurant, and so one of my duties was to run food up to for room service.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
And if there were, I always got so excited if somebody ordered fries, because in the elevator on the way up is where you would eat the fries.
So Nat's shocking confession, as a server, she used to sneak fries off customers' plates.
Yes, I did. I'll say sorry. I can't, like, if anybody knows if I took their fries, I'm sorry. But I was 18 years old.
So I want you to keep that in mind as I share the shocking confession from an Uber Eats driver named Tom.
Okay.
Tom, in a piece about food delivery drivers for the Sun newspaper in the UK, admits that if that bag is not stapled or taped shut.
I think I know where this is going.
He will sometimes sneak a fry or even a chicken finger.
Oh!
Out of the bag.
Wow, that's bold. The chicken finger's so bold.
Chicken finger's pretty bold. Chicken finger's really bold, especially if it was late. You ordered like
a three-piece. I don't know.
Two show up.
Yeah.
Two show up. So definitely fries, but he says he has gone the chicken finger route in the past as well.
Okay.
So now I ask you, how do you feel about this shocking Uber Eats? Aaron, how do you feel about this shocking confession? For what? Not saying that this is widespread. We have no idea. But this is one Uber Eats driver who said, oh, yeah, I've taken food.
I'm not surprised.
You're not surprised.
At all.
How do you feel? Do you think that what he does is morally bankrupt? Terrible behavior?
No, I actually don't.
Oh,
but
interesting.
No,
okay.
Like, whatever. But I just, for me, no, like a fry. But for me, honestly, that is one of the barriers for me from ordering delivery food.
Because you don't usually
do
the delivery
Never.
Thing. No.
Never.
Somebody on the show does it quite a bit.
Yes.
You know, like once, twice, three times a week kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nat, how do you feel with the knowledge that there's at least one Uber Eats driver out there, maybe more?
Yeah.
That will occasionally reach in
and
have a bite.
What do you want me to say?
It's a good question.
I mean, I get
it. You're cool with it.
The thing is, if they were my fries, I'd be like upset, but I'm not like grossed out by it. Like, it doesn't it's not a germ thing. It's just more like, how many fries were there? Was it a large order of fries? Is this person taking, like, am I going to notice that there's going to be an absence of, like, all of a sudden it feels like I didn't get very many fries.
One or two fries is okay, not a handful of fries.
I mean, like, I don't want to encourage it because I'd like to think that now as a grown person, I'd like to think I wouldn't do it if I was in the same situation now that I was when I was 18. But I don't know for sure that I wouldn't do it.
Fries are pretty tempting.
They really
are. Pretty tempting food.
Here's Move 103.5's What's Happening.
Experience Surrey Canada Day with the whole family on July 1st. Catch headliners The Recklaws, plus enjoy food trucks, fireworks, and more. Visit SurreyCanadaDay.ca for details. The Gluten-Free Expo celebrates healthy living, fostering a supportive environment for business, and inspiring a gluten-free lifestyle. Experience the latest innovations and connect with leaders at the Vancouver Convention Center on June 7th and 8th. Details at theglutenfreeexpo.ca.
For more info on what's happening, visit move1035.ca.
Hey, it's Drew Savage. It's spring, or as I like to call it, Jiffy season, which means there is so much to do around my home. I'm sure you can relate. And if there isn't enough to do already, my washing machine quit on me mid-cycle. Something like that used to be enough to send me into a fit of panic. But you know what I did? I opened the Jiffy app. And within seconds, I was matched with Mike, who showed up later that day and fixed it before the panic could set in. I've used Jiffy often enough now to know how it works, but I still can't believe how quickly they can get to your home. What I used to wait days for can often get fixed the same day. You choose who does the work, and you're guaranteed your pro is vetted and qualified for the job. Plus, you can read reviews from past work your pro has done. Now, I'm back to my long list of spring to-dos, which you already know Jiffy is taking care of. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code MOVE25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Well, that's it. Excited to meet your new roommate?
You betcha. You ever have roommates, Mom?
Ah, yes. Had a great roomie. So dependable. Great with money. Amazing what they could do with $45. And fast. Like 300 megabits fast.
What?
Yeah, we call him Evox. Actually, he still lives at home. Maybe I can introduce you.
All right.
Make Evox your new favorite roommate with 300 megabits per second fiber internet for only $45 a month. Details at evox.ca.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
This Pride season, celebrate with the station that's as bold, vibrant, and diverse as you are. iHeart Pride Canada. From dance anthems to pop icons.
Let's celebrate diversity and love.
And hits from 2SLGBTQ+ Canadian artists.
Be yourself and stand proud.
It's your soundtrack for Pride and beyond. Just ask your smart speaker to play iHeart Pride Canada. Stream us on your phone or listen now at iHeartRadio.ca. Happy Pride from iHeart Pride Canada.
It's Canada's turn on F1's World Tour of Speed.
Side by side!
This is Formula One at its absolute finest.
It's a hat-trick of wins for Max Verstappen in Montreal.
The Canadian Grand Prix, Sunday, June 15th on TSN and CTV.
Say hello to the sounds of summer and the taste of something delicious. Save-On Foods' new signature summer flavors. Fresh cheddar, onion, and ale, or teriyaki pineapple burgers. Smoky Canadian maple rotisserie chicken marinated with maple syrup and spices. Our signature salsa, sweet and tangy. And don't forget our signature BC blueberry pie, baked fresh in store. Savor summer flavors. Get them before they're gone. Only at Save-On Foods.
Testosterone deficiency affects 1 in 4 men over 40, and it often goes undiagnosed. Non-specific symptoms like low energy, reduced muscle mass, and decreased libido can make low testosterone difficult to recognize, leaving many men untreated. Pollock Clinics offers clinically advanced testosterone replacement therapy that goes beyond a prescription. We optimize your testosterone and build a comprehensive lifestyle plan tailored to your goals, because when a problem affects your overall health, so should the solution. Take that courageous step towards regaining your best self. Book your consultation at PollockClinics.com.
If you're headed to Penticton, you need to make a stop at DeSilva Vineyards and Winery. The tasting room is open for the season, and they've just released several new wines. The kitchen is also open, offering you the opportunity to enjoy an extraordinary range of Portuguese and Spanish tapas. Proudly celebrating 70 years of farming in the Okanagan Valley, DeSilva Vineyards and Winery. Reserve your spot online at DeSilvaVineyards.com.
Plan your Penticton trip now at visitpenticton.com.
I stepped off the train, new city, new country, no one to call, no place to call home, until I found Covenant House Vancouver. They gave me shelter, safety, and time to heal. I built a life, a community, but most importantly, I rediscovered myself. Today, as a counselor, I'm giving back the same hope that I once received.
Help give youth hope. Covenant House Vancouver's Double Match campaign is on now. Donate today at covenanthousebc.org.
Tariffs, exchange rates, cash flow. In the face of the current storm, Canadian entrepreneurs need to forge ahead. And BDC, the Business Development Bank of Canada, is with you every step of the way with strategic advice and financing solutions adapted to your reality. It's time to take action, to tackle the uncertainty, and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC, financing, advising, know-how.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic in Burnaby. A crash, Highway 1 eastbound near Sprott. And we still have that incident in Langley, 200 northbound at 88th Avenue Center, right and right turn lane to Highway 1 eastbound are all blocked right now. Now until Wednesday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. We've got sunshine ahead today. It's going to be a beauty. The high will be 18 at the water, 21 inland. Right now, it's 13 degrees.
A Spice Girl had a big birthday celebration, but two of the spices were actually missing. Is there something going on? What's trending on the way?
Brittany, is there something going on?
Is it something going on?
Probably with Brittany. We'll just listen to her music, though. Stronger.
There's nothing you can do.
Brittany on Move 103.5. It was a spicy birthday party.
What's trending?
Mel B, Scary Spice, just turned 50.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna.
She celebrated with a leopard-themed party that was attended by her fellow Spice Girls, Emma Bunton, so Baby Spice, and Melanie Chisholm, Sporty Spice. Notable absentees, Posh and Ginger. Victoria Beckham apparently was away, but Jerry Halliwell had other commitments. That's causing people to freak out and think that maybe there won't be a Spice Girls reunion after all. It is very clear within this group that there are some like real deep and long lasting friendships, particularly between the two Mels, Mel B and Mel C. So Sporty, yes, and Scary Spice, because, Mel C, Sporty took to Instagram to actually write, to Scary Spice, 50 years on this planet, my darling. Oh, the adventures we've had. I still remember the first day we met and thinking you were the coolest person I have ever seen. How is that over 30 years ago? I'm so proud of everything that we have achieved and the adversities that you have not only overcome, but have used to help others. So they've got this like really cool, like long lasting friendship.
I love that.
Yeah. Jerry Halliwell had to like go to a movie or something. She, she couldn't make it. Whoops. Yeah.
It's tough. It can be tough with your own friend group to get everybody together for a birthday. How are you going to pull together all the Spice Girls, for goodness sake?
Well, I don't know. I feel like there's just certain milestones that if you, particularly when you're like uber rich, that you can kind of make happen. Doesn't know what her other commitments were. Like, she wasn't even out of town. At least Posh Spice was out of town. Maybe Posh Spice was in Fiji, like, or something where she couldn't get back in time or whatever. But like, Jerry Halliwell was, like, in London. Just couldn't make it.
Boo.
The new Disney movie, Lilo and Stitch, is a huge, huge hit. Not a musical, but a huge, huge hit right now. Disney's certainly back in a big way in the conversation. Ranker.com has a new ranking of the greatest Disney soundtracks of all time. In at number 3. The Aladdin soundtrack. At number 2, Beauty and the Beast. I'm detecting a lot of Peebo Bryson here in the top 3.
What happened to Peebo?
And the number 1 greatest Disney soundtrack of all time, according to Ranker, The Lion King.
The whole soundtrack, every song.
Yes. Soundtracks on the whole, I'm just grabbing a song from each.
Yeah.
Aaron, you're a big Disney fan. Do you have a favorite Disney soundtrack of all the movies?
Lion King. But the next for me would probably be Aladdin.
Okay.
So the little problem there. And so then The Littlest Mermaid.
Little Mermaid was number 4 on the list. Part of your world to be.
I don't like the ballads. I like the, like, you know, Under the Sea, and I like and the
Hakuna Matata.
Wait, what do you got against Peebo Bryson? Peebo Bryson
it's
is
a
the
little,
it's
not my
no, jam. I love Peebo Bryson.
Me too, but I'm
all in. I stand Peebo Bryson.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Will you remember me in every melody? How do we sound so right but feel so wrong? Selfish, wrecked it, didn't wanna regret this. Why'd I give you up? Break up, silence, blame it all on our timing. Guess we ran out of love. So if I fight for us, will you remember me in every melody? How do we sound so right but feel so wrong?
just for a moment. Will you stay with me for one last song? One last song.
The Nat and Drew Show. Real friends, real fun.
Every day.
Move Radio.
Mendez and Camila Cabello on Move. We'll have more Shawn Mendez tickets to give away tomorrow morning on the show, Thursday and Friday, too. Just be caller 25 at 8:05 this week to win tickets to see Shawn Desmond when he returns to Vancouver. Or Shawn Mendez.
Aww.
I'm getting my famous Canadian Shawns mixed up.
Shawn Hook as well. Shawn
Mendez.
It's going to be a trifecta of Shawns.
Shawnapalooza. That's a tour.
Yeah. Now, that's not happening. It's just Shawn Mendez. We'll work on getting Shawnapalooza next year.
I'm going to try to make Shawnapalooza a thing and celebrate all of our great Canadian Shawns. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Nat, Drew, and Aaron, good to have you here this morning. What is the biggest purchase you've made and totally regretted it? 604-280-1035. You can text at 103535. Big, big price tag. Deep, deep regret. It can be so hard to get over these. Was talking to a couple at a thing on Saturday. We're standing in a group, and one of the other people in the group, so I don't know these people well, but one of the other people in the group asked how their house painting project was coming. And I guess this couple was having the exterior of their house done. And the wife said, oh, don't even ask. Because I guess the color, as it went up, came out much darker than they were anticipating. And she's just like, I drive up every day, come home from work every day. And I'm just like, I hate my house.
I hate
my house. And it's just like, how, like, that is such a big thing.
Yeah.
That is such a bit that you, what do you do? Paint it again?
Yeah. Like, it's about 20 grand or so.
At least.
That is so hard. Like, and my understanding of it is, like, it doesn't look ugly to the average. It's just not what they wanted. Just thinking that the color was going to come out a little lighter than it actually did.
Right.
And so when you don't like, it doesn't matter if the rest of the world says, oh, it's great. Don't worry about it. It's totally fine. It's totally fine. If you know that's not the color you wanted, ugh, that's a tough one to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
That happened to us a few years ago. We were painting our house because you think, well, how does that happen? Like, you see the paint, so like you could stop it part way.
Yes.
So like you would think like, well, why didn't they just stop it part way?
That's what I was wondering.
So I will tell you how this happened. So we were painting our house a few years ago, and the first they started doing it, we're like, oh, you know what? That's too light. And so we corrected. And it was pretty early on in the process, and they made it like a couple of shades darker, and they're like, and it will also dry darker. And so we went with it, and then it started to go up, and then it was like a big part of it ended up being already done. And you're like, yeah, it's fine. And then when you see it sort of all pulled together, you're like, yeah, it's okay. In our case, we wish it had been darker, but it sometimes can be actually hard because you think it's, you know, it's going to, they're like, just trust me, when it's all finished, it'll all come together. And it was like, eh, you know, and this was a few years ago, but it was $20,000+. So it was the outside of the house. We're like, and we didn't hate it, but again, didn't like love it.
You come to kind of accept that it is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And because again, what are your options? You're going to repaint the house? Probably not.
Well, I do think there's a responsibility there, though. If they've told you it's going to look a certain color, that it should look a certain color.
For sure. It just, but I can relate to this idea of sinking like a huge amount of money into something and then you totally regret it.
Of course.
I leased a car years ago and then I was so happy. It was like, so I'm like, I finally got my fancy car.
Yes.
And then I drove it off the lot and I was like, what did I just do?
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
This is going to be worth nothing like what I just paid for it.
Okay.
And it was just like, I shouldn't. I mean, it was a great car, but I almost instantly regretted it.
Well, interesting.
It's hard when you spend a lot of money on something that doesn't appreciate, it just depreciates. Like, even like smaller purchases, the first time I ever, when expensive handbags first became a real thing, where it became like, it didn't really matter whether you had the money or the lifestyle to have an expensive handbag,
right,
but everybody wanted one, sort of like mid-2000s, late, you know, like, sure, 2007, 8 or whatever. I went and I bought like my first like really expensive handbag. And I, like you, it was a four-figure handbag, which is stupid, I think, for a handbag. And then I went, what did I do?
You felt so good walking up. Here we go.
Look at me.
Big life accomplishment.
Yeah, look at me. Yeah. And now my dumb, stupid purchase, like I just wanted some sort of status symbol on my shoulder. Like, I felt gross afterwards.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
604-280-1035. You can text us at 103.535 as well. What is the biggest purchase you have made that you came, in some cases, almost instantly regret? Big purchases you instantly regretted. 604-280-1035.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
The newest tracks. And the next big thing.
Baby, what was that?
And your first place to hear it all. iHeart New Music. Your digital station for brand new drops, fresh finds, and tomorrow's bangers. Powered by North by Northeast. Celebrating 30 years of discovering the artists you love today. iHeart New Music.
Discover new music.
Stream now, online, on your smart speaker, and on the free iHeart Radio app.
Four generations, one epic battle. Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, or Boomers. Who's gonna win it all?
Lily Singh hosts the number one Canadian game show, Battle of the Generations. All new Wednesday at 10, 8 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Thinking of ways to help your kids get ahead in life? Invest in their future with Atlin at Clayton Crest. Modern pre-sale condos in West Clayton from just $299,990. With the future SkyTrain station steps away and Simon Fraser University and UBC Surrey just 15 minutes from home, you'll be giving them a head start where it counts. They're growing up fast, and this is your chance to help them take their first step into the market. Secure their future today. Visit atlincondos.ca to register now.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Crave is the exclusive home of HBO's biggest series, The Last of Us.
I'm your back, you're mine.
Stream all episodes of the Emmy-winning hit critics call breathtaking, shattering, and a masterpiece.
By the time the sun comes up tomorrow, you'll be dead.
The Last of Us, an HBO original. All episodes stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices at Spence.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
He could afford regular furniture, but what he wanted was extraordinary ROVE.
Ridiculously overpriced. Very expensive.
He wanted high-quality designer furniture, a Ferrari for the price of a Ford.
I searched for designer furniture factories for the most famous retailers on Earth.
No one else wanted to travel 10,000 kilometers from home, so he went himself.
My name is Mike. They tell me I love adventure.
Mike got on an airplane, flew overseas, and found the factory.
After getting to know me, they let me buy direct from the factory.
Mike created a membership program and built a website so you can get what he got.
High quality designer furniture direct from the manufacturer.
Designer furniture direct from the factory. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Go to XROVE.ca. That's XROVE.ca.
XROVE.ca. XROVE.ca. I'll see you there.
Attention music lovers. Want to see Shania Twain live at the Calgary Stampede? You can win tickets and even the chance to meet the lady herself for a photo before the show in the Centra Windows Stampede Raffle. Amazing prizes up for grabs, and it's all for a great cause, supporting youth in need in our community. The Centra Windows Stampede Raffle. Get your tickets now at ShaniaTonight.com. BC residents only. Must be 19 plus. License number 160253.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Couple of ongoing problems. We have an incident in Langley, 200th northbound at 88th, center right and right turn lane to Highway 1 eastbound, all blocked. And then a crash in Burnaby, Highway 1 eastbound near Sprott, HOV and left lane blocked right now. Smart buys this week at Price Smart Foods, a 5-pound case of Italifo Mango, just $9.99. Visit the new Broadway or King's Crossing stores now open, just $9.99 for a 5-pound case of mangoes. We've got sunshine ahead today. It's going to be a beauty. The high will be 18 at the water, a little warmer inland, 21. Right now, 13 degrees.
Change its heart. No scars.
Cara on Move 103.5. Good morning. What is the biggest purchase you have made that instantly turned into regret? I was talking to a couple on the weekend who just painted, had the exterior of their house painted, and it came out darker than they were anticipating. And the wife was like, every day I drive up to my house, and I'm like, oh, I hate my house.
Oh.
Like, what are you going to do? Like, if it's all, it's not too late now. Yeah. The house net is now this color. And again, I don't think it looks ugly to anybody else. It's just not the color that they were hoping it was going to be. And you're in this position of now of like, what? You're going to paint the whole house all over again? Mm-hmm. You don't really have much choice but to just get used to it.
There's a weird thing, if you've never done it, there's a weird thing about changing the exterior of your place. There's so much pressure with it that it becomes very different than just doing a room, right?
For sure.
And so, like, you're trying to pick this color, and then, like, even in the moment, you might be like, yeah, that's fine. And then they get partway through, and you're like, I don't really like it. And it's so expensive, and you don't know what to do.
What's the biggest purchase you've made that you've regretted? 604-280-1035. You can text anytime, of course, at 103535.
All right, Aaron said something funny to us off the air, and this was like your biggest purchase. And,
yeah.
Okay, and it's not like...
No. So I don't want to call myself cheap, but I'm definitely a penny pincher. Like, I really think about what I'm doing, what I'm spending my money on, and I tend to be a little cheap. So for me, this was a big splurge, and it was the Instapot. Remember that, you guys?
Yeah. People
right?
still use them.
Yeah. But like back in the day, they were hundreds and hundreds of dollars. They're a lot less now, but they were like, they were kind of the first, like, this was before the air fryer, right? They were expensive, and I bought it. And I opened it up and I was like, this is not for me.
Weren't you in a group chat that was labeled like Instamoms or
still
something?
Still is. Still okay. is Instapot yeah. moms. Yeah. And I just thought, you know, I wanted to give it a shot. And then remember we tried to work it here.
It was the worst named product ever because it was the furthest thing from instant. Like, I don't even understand how it got the name.
And the steam was scary. Like, that thing scared me.
Well, I think there were news stories of lids blowing off and we got scared.
Yes, it was so scary. So for me, that was a real regret.
604-280-1035. Karen, for you, the big purchase item that you regretted.
Oh, those expensive Bruno Mali shoes.
Bruno Mali Yikes. Shoes. For those of us that aren't that familiar with Bruno Mali shoes, tell us about them.
Okay, so they were really expensive Italian leather shoes made in the 90s. I don't know if he's still around. Apparently, O.J. Simpson was wearing them. Yes, he certainly was.
That's how I know Bruno Mali.
Oh, my God.
So he was wearing them the night of the crime.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so they were these high-heeled loafers.
Very different from the ones he was wearing, yes.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, I have a really high instep, and I can't wear loafers. I have to wear ballerina flats.
Got it. Okay. So you bought these shoes, and you couldn't wear these shoes.
Well, I did wear them because I had to, you know, say, well, I bought them, so I have to wear them, right? And I think I was making about $11.50 an hour at the time, and they cost $440. Okay, so to make a long story short, I couldn't wear these shoes. So I ended up putting them at the back of my closet, and then eventually they went to the thrift shop.
Bye-bye, Bruno Mali. Oh. Bye-bye, Bruno Mali. Thank you, Karen.
Yeah.
Nothing like making minimum wage and getting in with Italian leather shoes.
Oh. Maybe this will make Karen feel better. My name's Leslie. I just got a Louis Vuitton boots and purse. I spent $7,000. I have been sick to my stomach for a week. I should not have done it. There are no returns either.
That's a recent purchase then.
Yeah.
That's a very recent purchase.
You know what, Leslie? I understand in the moment. You're like, I deserve this. I deserve it. And you get it and you feel so good. And then you walk out of the store and you're like, wait a minute, Mr. Vuitton, I need to give this back to you.
station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The at-work play of the $1,000 minute is on the way at 9:35. Get you closer to the money by giving you the answer to question one, which is center. Center. That's it.
Throwback Throwdown coming up in moments too. First, it's Ellie Goulding. Move 103.5.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear.